This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me ask you this, Heather. I've been thinking. With this whole free agency stuff, right? And then the judge, and judge went to San Francisco, and this guy's going here. And I wonder, why the team that is might lose the guy, why don't they one and dine their own guy? I understand Judge has been in New York, and you would think he knows everything there is about the Yankees and blah, 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 and the same for DeGrom and the Mets, but why not give him the free agency tour that you give Gerrit Cole and have Judge feel a little bit of that and have him feel that love? And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they want. They want to feel loved by these teams, and they want to be wine and dine.
Well, how do you know that they haven't?
Yeah, you could go for all of that crap over there, but
How do you know that they haven't?
Sorry, go ahead.
How do you know that they haven't?
No, I don't know. I'm just asking, like, because you don't hear that stuff. You hear about these guys wanting to go out there and you know.
Well, it's different because they know, to your point, they know the organization. It's not like they're going to learn any new things.
I understand that, but just a reminder, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, you could take him out to dinner.
They know they're going to say, yo, they don't feel that. So just a reminder, like, yo, we know we go out there and we show this love to other guys, but don't forget, we love you too. Yeah. And, you know, you're a big part of what we do and blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah,
you
know, I don't think that's a big deal. I don't think that's a big deal. Are you having a problem hearing me today, Hector? I don't understand. We keep talking at the same time. Can you hear me when I talk?
Maybe I did cut out there a little bit. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, they're, you know, because I'm talking and you just keep going as if I'm not talking and it's annoying me. But anyway, we can't keep talking at the same time.
I apologize. I don't know you anymore than you've been all night, so yeah, I'm sorry.
I've been fine tonight. You've heard me get annoyed plenty. Tonight is the least of which I've gotten annoyed. What, maybe two times I've raised my voice?
We're going to say. You're annoyed right now for me saying that, right?
No, I'm fine.
Give him a 5-day break. Take it easy.
Yeah. There is no break long enough to prepare you to get back to doing 5 hours of overnight radio, dealing with callers and just my voice is shot already. I'm just coming back from being out with no voice, and already I feel like it's shot. Anyway.
Oh, man, you're getting weak on us, Sal. You're getting weak on us. What's going on here, man?
I don't think that is something that's going to be impactful one way or another, whether the Yankees wind and dined Aaron Judge or whether the Mets do it with DeGrom. It is different when it's somewhere else. You already know what it is here, but when you're going somewhere else, then, you know, I think that has appeal. Now, Syndergaard, remember last year, Hector, Syndergaard apparently was turned off that the Mets didn't show him more love.
Right. But you can't assume that these guys know. There you go. So,
right.
And, you know, that's just Syndergaard. But it kind of, I guess it does matter for some guys.
Maybe.
But you never know. Why take it for granted? That's what I'm saying. Even though I still think the DeGrom's coming back. And I think Judge will go back to the Yankees, too. I really do. I don't, you know, I don't have any sources.
Right.
Nothing
I
like
don't.
That.
I don't think DeGrom is coming back, and I know the reports are leaning now towards saying, well, the longer it goes and the Rangers may be out of it, it seems like the Mets are the only team. That's where it's so dangerous. Anytime that happens, I'm skeptical. I guarantee you there is some mystery team, and I really don't – why wouldn't DeGrom just sign back? The Mets want to do this, like, now. The Mets wanted to get it locked up last week. So why hasn't it gotten done? Because DeGrom is waiting – on a better offer. I'm just, me personally, I still feel like he wants to leave.
Yeah.
But so, I don't know. I'm just going based off.
You're saying he's waiting on a better offer. Now, we've heard before, right, that he wanted to leave because he wasn't comfortable in New York. So that to me is not about money. That's about your comfort level, right?
Well, not comfort. Not comfort. He just doesn't like it here or doesn't love it here. But yes,
that's comfort level. If you don't love it here, then
okay.
You're not comfortable.
But you're right. The difference is he's not going to go somewhere else for significantly less. At the end of the day, money talks, right? So he wants the most money. But if he could go somewhere else and get the same money, then I think he's going somewhere else.
Let me ask you this, though. You think he's going to... I mean, we want to believe that no one's going to give him more money than the Mets, right? Because of the whole COVID factor.
Right.
But you think he's just going to go somewhere that gives him maybe equal money just because he really doesn't want to be in New York and maybe it's not the ideal place? Like, it's not Atlanta where people... I don't know this, where people say that that's where he wants to be. Obviously, he's not going to go to Tampa or the Marlins where, he's from Florida or whatever.
Right.
I don't know what other places...
People say he could be...
Is he going to go for the money?
I don't know what he's going to do. I'm just telling you that the stuff that we've heard now today or yesterday, and thank you for the call as always, Hector, the stuff that we heard yesterday is that, the Rangers seem unlikely to go, or the Rangers don't feel like they're as in on DeGrom as maybe they thought. They're more on Rodon or Kodai Senga or whatever. They don't feel comfortable about their chance. Okay, well, that would take, in many people's minds, the main competitor for DeGrom, for the Mets, out. So then everybody's doing the math saying, well, if the Rangers are out, DeGrom's going to go back to the Mets. Probably a 3-year deal. It's most likely the Mets are going to... I think there was an MLB report. I'm not sure exactly. It might have been... I don't know. Who knows with Twitter or who to credit or whatever. But I believe there were some tweets or some reports that were saying now that it feels like DeGrom is going to end up back with the Mets. I am not buying that. I don't believe that. I believe... Now, he could. And I'm not going based off of any sources or anything like that. Going based off of common sense. And knowing what I heard, that maybe he wants to play closer to home. Maybe he wants to go live on a ranch somewhere as opposed to be in the city. Maybe he doesn't love it here. And the fact that it's taking this long. If the Rangers are truly out of it and the Mets are the top team and the only viable option because they're going to be the ones who are willing to go to 3 years or whatever it may be that he wants, then why hasn't he signed yet? And you know that there's always some kind of mystery team that's involved. I would not be surprised if there were a mystery team that is going to offer DeGrom, if not more, the same as he would get from the Mets, and he's considering going there. That's just what I'm guessing here. I don't get the feel like everybody else that, the Rangers are out, that means he's coming back. That's an easy trap to get sucked into, and I think a lot of people are getting sucked into that, and I think that will be a mistake. Now, I want him back, especially for 3 years. The key with DeGrom is he thought he was going to get a lot more on the open market. I bet he was looking to get a 4 or 5 year deal where it's only going to be probably a 3 year deal. Maybe he's waiting to squeeze a fourth year, but he may not have as many options as he thought he was going to have. But all it takes is one more, and he could leave. But the Mets want him. They want him back. They're ready to make a substantial offer, if they haven't already. They're waiting on him. So what's the holdup? Is he waiting for them to come out and say they're going to move on so he doesn't look like the bad guy? Because right now, it's on him. They're waiting on Jacob DeGrom. So what exactly is the issue? I'd still say right now, I think he leaves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.